Is everyone alright at the back here? Alex Price, honey child, how do you expect me to be alright? I am squished between a rock and a hard place.
Well, Daisy, you're not exactly, you know, a slim thing yourself.
Honey child, I know it's hard, but between your muscles, between my flab and Miss Bragg's flab, I can barely breathe, child, in the back here.
Well, it looks like we're all going to have a very good time going down to Canterbury, aren't we?
Oh, honey child, please, ask me the bomber, please do not talk, honey child. Every time you talk, that causes Alex Price to doze off, honey child, and we keep swerving over the race. And Alex has got enough problems with his car running around town, honey child. Like the time when that Zorban ball was in that, went straight over that car. I am handling my life to this man, honey child, as we're going down here. So please stop talking, in the words of Lady Gaga. But don't worry, I can keep Alex Price awake, you know, as that sort of thing. And you know what I am like, you know. Debbie Dabble, honey. I'm glad you're thinking about trying to make sure Alex stays awake, honey child. But honey, we're stuck in this car like it's Guantanamo Bay, and your voice going about 100 miles per hour, honey, is the last thing I want to be hearing. I bet you're just jealous because I want £1 million.
You want £1 million?
Ask me the bomber, please stop with the talking. Yes, he won it because he was the only one who managed to endure your droning on and on and on.
Maybe she should be driving a car.
That's a good point. We might have to change drivers, honey, if that's the case. I do not want to be in the sea like Jenny Cardinals or that drive. Child, no. I'm not ready to meet that weird Sebastian Crab, honey, down under the sea. No. Well, as we're going down to Canterbury, I thought it'd be absolutely perfect if we all say a tale or two. And the winner, they don't have to pay for their meal. Alex, honey, why you want us all to be stop talking, honey? So half the people in this car when they talk just drives us insane, honey. Maybe we should play the silent game, you know, sleepy lines, that sort of thing.
Well, you just mean sleeping lines.
Honey, so maybe forget sleepy lines, honey, because as soon as you talk, he is literally going to be sleeping on the line, sleep on the wheel, and then we're all going to be crying out like Carrie Underwood for the Lord to take the wheel. No, we can't be doing that. No. Well, I can tell the best story. As you know, I have lived such a quality life, such a best life, so many times, oozing out of me. Once I get going, I just cannot stop.
Honey, unlike Miley Cyrus, please do stop.
Now, I have lived the best quality life. Let me tell you, I have lived such a good life. My man, oh, he was so delicious. I got him in my 40s, which means it's never too late, never too late. And I managed to do it. Me, Mrs. Bragg, have managed to catch my man. Honey, chap, isn't your man kind of D-I-E-D?
Daisy, are you referring to that country song? Because I thought it went D-I-V-O-E-R-C-E.
No, honey, there was no divorce. He just died, honey. And rumor on the street was because, well, he couldn't take any more for Bragg. Well, Daisy, it's more than you have ever done. I went down the aisle and have snatched my man, who then got dead. Well, details. But I'm going to get such a free meal.
Honey, Jared, I mean, you might want to watch with the meal.
You can talk. You're not exactly Slim Jim yourself, as Ehard was saying. I can see cholesterol with my own eyes.
Is that the story that you're going with?
Alexandra, and I'm always a bit worried if you're about to kill me or not. Have we established that you're a killer or not? That's for me to know and you to find out. Honey, I don't want to find out if I'm 6 feet under.
Well, since Mrs. Bragg has finished bragging.
Oh, I can never finish bragging.
I wish you would. I'll tell you about my story. It feels similar to me being here, stuck in a car like we were stuck in that tuk-tuk thing, rickshaw down in Sri Lanka.
Oh, honey, you mean for the betrayers you were on that show?
It wasn't the betrayers. It was the saboteur.
Honey, it all sounds like the same. It was also like a backup group for the OJs, honey. Chat. I'm just saying.
And during my time on the show, I exposed the cheat Mariah Matthews and even managed to save the group from losing the entire money because I managed to build sandcastles.
That's very good of you, Alexandra, but you did not get the white saboteur, honey child, and then you were next kicked off the show, child, and then they all lost the money anyway with that Trey Boston whoop-to-do, man. And the clue was all in that map, honey. Child. Well, my story's all about how I want £1 million, and...
Yeah, you do have to explain how you exactly won the money.
Ask me the bomber, please just write down your answers. We are just swerved, we nearly... Kill the cat, honey, because of you droning on. Stop with the drone.
Well, as was said before, I won because I'm going to stay awake during your sermon.
Stay awake? Well, most people stay awake.
Honey, you're literally, every time you talk, it's like gas, honey. It is like carbon monoxide poison, honey. You're spreading it around the car. You better stop. It's like the time when that, you know, at that church, honey, they had that truth gas and everyone went down like they were J-Lo, honey. Except when Annie Prescott, because she was the only one who actually believed the creed and everyone else was saying the creed and not believe it, honey. That's acting good for you for free. Mm-mm-mm, Chad.
Oh yeah, I was literally on that show with P.K. Simmons.
Would you stop it, Archbishop of Bournemouth, honey? Wow, you forgot about the time you were on the show only a few weeks ago when they were saying how boring you are and you're trying to be hip-hop relevant with the Archbishop and all this sort of thing, honey. I mean, you're more senile than Joe Biden, honey, if you keep going down this route.
Speaking of, I think I've got to change it up if we're going to get to Canterbury.
Honey, why are we all going to Canterbury?
Well, Daisy, how about you start, since you're not a fan of the Anglican Church?
Honey, am I not? No offense. I love people who are faithful to gospel who are in those places, honey, but I've seen too many people who are basically heretics running around in their worlds, honey, to be like, this is the great place for me. I'm actually going down to see the Canterbury Cathedral, honey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, honey. I mean, it's just nice to look at the scenery, that sort of thing, and see what once a place, magnificent place, was preached the gospel for, well, it turns out what it is now, honey.
I have you know, Daisy, that we are very much in control. The Anglican Church and the Church of England is doing really well.
Archbishop of Bournemouth, would you please start talking, honey? Alex just did a whole donut in the world, honey, child, because of your talking. As I said before, please do sign language, write it on a piece, do a Zacharias, write it on a piece of paper, honey, but just do not talk, honey, because that mouth of yours is just droning to death, honey. No.
Well, I have a story as well about my namesake, Ehud. How he managed to free his people by killing the fat old king, King Neglog, and by stabbing him, and then the sword was so big it went into the stomach, and, well, the fat covered over the thing, and, well, the rest is history.
Biblical history, man, Johannes. You know, I've always wondered if you were, you know, named after that Ehud and that King Eglon, because you were running around with a King Eglon down in Grass Valley years gone by, honey.
Well, like Alexander said, for me to know, you to find out.
Oh, could you actually be the real Ehud? He was the real Eglon. That's amazing. Time travel, that Zadar, a time travel is a real thing then, I thought. Debbie Dabble, please. I don't think they're from the Bible, no offense.
If he is, well, I really need to try your gym regime to keep up shape, Leon, because you look great for, well, being over how many years?
Well, I should win the Freeman, because my story's most best about my husband, Mr. Bragg. Now, I got to marry Mr. Bragg, and honey, then he died. Well, you haven't even given us a story. Honey, I've been spitting out story left and right. That's all I do, honey, child. Every day, I'm like, when more happened here? When more happened there, honey? I'm like a walking, talking book. Well, Alex, how about you? Are you going to tell a story?
No, I'm trying to concentrate on finding the place.
So are we all going to the Canterbury Cathedral?
Well, we're going to Canterbury anyway. I mean, I was going to the cathedral and all.
Oh, isn't that exciting? I was doing a spending spree, you know, with my £1 million. I've got to splash it around somehow. And now I don't even have to pay for the meal because I won the story. Listen, no one said you won, Debbie Dabble. I won. Mrs. Bragg, who's going to give you the winning of the story anyway? People give it to me. Well, I could tell a story how you didn't win, like the time that you were on speed date and you didn't manage to hitch the date with that Dan Syed. I know all about it.
Well, we haven't even finished. I haven't had the chance to tell you my story.
Honey, we are, oh my days. Ask me that, we ain't got time for your stories, honey. You do surveys, honey, and we'll guess it. Oh, honey, we're actually gonna do surveys. Oh, he's moving around, okay.
Okay, honey, what's he doing? He's flaying his arms around. Is he?
Icarus, he's flying. Westlife, he's flying without wings. R. Kelly, he believes he can fly. No, he... Oh, he died. He's dying. Oh, he's heard himself talk that much, honey.
No, they ain't that. Okay, what with...
Oh, he's doing Thomas Beckett. Oh, I got it right. He's doing Thomas Beckett.
What do we have to go through in the Church of England?
Honey, start talking. Well, how about, since Alex doesn't want to tell a story, and we've all told our stories, except for Daisy, who apparently talks all the time about stories, how about you give your winner?
Well, I think I've got a winner for you.
Oh, who is it? I bet it's me. It's got to be me. Honey, let the man talk.
and park. Well, I think I can show you the winning story right here.
Oh, we're at the cathedral, love.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, honey. Yeah, this is a cathedral. Yes. Canterbury Cathedral. Yes.
And this isn't one by HTB or something like that, honey, yeah.
Why, what's that supposed to mean?
Honey, look, there was a silent disco going on in Canterbury Cathedral, child. Our Anglicans are running out of money that much, honey, they need to be doing this.
I don't know, but I think we've just come across our story of the travel, do you not think?
Well, honey, I ain't got time to be watching round of Canterbury Cathedral, honey, child. If it's gonna be this dark, honey, with people going boom, boom, boom to Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion, honey. You go and we'll pay you your lunch, honey. In fact, how about Debbie Dabble with all that money, pay us all a lunch. I ain't gonna be doing that, alright? Pay your own way.
But honey, you are now making more bank than K Bank of the Bank and Paddy Bank, honey.
Well, I will pay for Alex's meal because I do this, because I'm so humble.
Oh, love the humble brag, Mrs. Bragg. Alex, sew us to the meal. You've been listening to What's Going On Grassfield. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thanks so much for coming aboard and listening to the show, everybody. It's always great to have you. Do you remember books you can buy? See below in the description. And there's other episodes you can tune into, so do that as well. But until next time, bye-bye for now.